Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you into the Journey into Healing podcast. The Journey into Healing podcast will be produced every week for your enjoyment. And you can find the shows over at elizabethsampson.com. Come back often and feel free to add this to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at esampsonrn or Facebook. And all the links in the archives to the shows will be over on my website. And if this is your first time in, I want to thank you for stopping by. And to all those that are returning again, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Now, we are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio and Periscope. So if you like to pop over to Periscope, it's at esampsonrn. And you can watch me talk on the phone to Blog Talk since my headset is down. So my intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control of your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you are the individual, are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the master manifester of your healing. Now, this is the place to come where your transformational healing begins, universal teachings are applied, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened to make change happen and shift you in this world. Now, that being said, I intend to hold this space on Blog Talk Radio and in the Journey into Healing sacred, and it's a place for divine healing and for positive thoughts and transformative change. If you stumbled upon this broadcast, either on Periscope or Blog Talk, please know that there's no coincidences, and these messages are meant for your ears, messages that you're going to receive here today. So I'd like to ask you, if you can, to share this out with your family, friends, and followers, and any persons that you feel might benefit from the messages that we will be giving you here today. And if you want to participate in the discussion here, you can call over at Blog Talk Radio at 646-564-9633, or you could jump over on Periscope at esampsonrn. And there's a chat room available over on Blog Talk. And, of course, you can talk over on Periscope. Either way, I'll be looking at the screen, both of the screens, so we can get the show on the roll. So today we're going to be talking about three ways to activate your healing genes. I have to shift around my chair here. So are you ready to dive into this juicy topic? And if you're on the chat room, you can let me know. And if you're over on Periscope, give me a thumbs up or a one if you're ready to jump into activating your healing gene. So let's see if anybody's going to put up a one or a thumbs up. Let me know. There's a thumbs up from Nina and from Mary. All right. So we're going to talk about this. So I want you to get your pen and a piece of paper if you can, because I want you to write this stuff down. I want you to log this down and put down the things that I give you. Or you can always come back on the replay if you don't have one available. But I was inspired by Mary, who is in the room at this time, with acronyms. She is the queen of acronyms, and I love them. So I created one for this show today. And the acronym is the word T, T-E-A. See? T. And I have my tea here because I'm enjoying this hot tea on this cold day, right? Yes, hee-hee, it's funny. So as I take a sip of this tea, I want you to write down the capital T. And the T stands for thoughts, okay? So we're talking about three ways to activate your healing genes, and thoughts is the number one way. So write down thoughts. So how you think and what you tell yourself will bring about a certain vibration in your body, as we keep talking about this all the time. And your mind, of course, can create miracles. We know that. If you only give it the chance. Now, the mind and your thoughts control and govern your body. So I want you to think about that for a minute, okay? There is a placebo effect. Now, if anybody out there has heard of the placebo effect, how when somebody has an illness and they give them a little sugar pill, for tell them that it's going to heal them, and they take this sugar pill, how miraculously they are healed. A lot of times this takes place if you're in a study, in a medical study. They will do three different section groups. One will have a placebo, one will have this version of a pill, and the other group will have another version of the pill to find out exactly what helps. Well, they also do it in other studies in the medical community. So there was one, I can recall back on a study, and I can't remember who did this, but it was a surgical study, and it was for knee cartilage. And there was a surgeon that was trying to find out exactly what part of the surgery was the part that was helping his patients heal. Now, he knew they were healing from the surgery, but he wasn't sure exactly what portion of that surgery that they were healing from. So he took a section of a group and he performed the whole surgery exactly how he always did it. Section number two, he did it a little bit different. And the third section, he pretended to perform surgery with small incision, and you can hear the noise of everything, but it really wasn't surgery. And in the end of the study, it showed that all three of the groups healed miraculously. And that's kind of like the placebo effect. Okay, so what you are and what is happening to you is not really what is going on with you. Obviously, in that study, it showed that it was a placebo. The people thought they were getting healed by the surgery, but in fact, they really didn't have the surgery. And I think it was like a couple years later or something that they told them that they really didn't have the surgery, but they healed from it. So that's just to show you the power of the mind, the power of our thought, the power of our thinking. Okay, you attract what you are. You attract what you think. Yeah, it is very interesting. Your thoughts play, excuse me, your thoughts play a huge role in your healing. If you ever hear of people, you know, the minute they say that they have cancer, what do they say? They think, oh, my God, I'm doomed, right? I'm doomed because I have cancer, and I'm going to have to go through chemo. I'm going to have to go through radiation, okay? Their thought automatically goes there. It doesn't go to, I'm healthy, I'm well, I'm healing, okay? And because cancer is a huge scare, especially in the world today. So your thoughts play a big part in that. If you ever heard of people that have been told they have cancer and then all of a sudden they heal miraculously and there's no cancer around, Suzanne Summers, if you know who she was, she was somebody that refused to go the route of the way the medicine was today, and she decided she was going to heal herself with diet, nutrition, meditation, whatever it was. She decided that she was going to heal herself, and she did. She did. Yeah. And so it can be done, okay? But it's, we're so trapped into the thought that we have no control over what is dealt in our bodies, okay? And we do have control, 100% control over our health and our bodies. So number one is thoughts, T, the capital T in your T. And the reason why I came up with the acronym T is because when you're, what do you reach for? A hot cup of tea to soothe you if you've got an upset stomach, if you have a cold, whatever it is, you choose tea, okay? There's a lot of us that choose tea to heal ourselves. So you're not off because the tea is thoughts. Remember, you attract what you are. You attract what you think. Like attracts like. You think about illness, you're attracting that illness to you. You think about addiction, you're attracting addiction to you. You thought about a cold, you have a cold right now, okay? And what is it when we have colds, like Nina says on Periscope, okay? She has a cold right now. When you have a, when somebody comes around with you with a cold, oh, don't get near me, I don't want that cold, right? Is that what you say? Yeah. I don't want that cold, I don't want that cold. Well, guess what you're calling? You're calling in the cold. You're calling in that cold, okay? So just, Nina's laughing, yes. You do. You call in the cold. And you're asking for that into your existence, into your realm of existence. Two on our list is also the E in the word T, and it stands for emotions, okay, or feelings. Okay, but I used emotions because that spells out T. So let's get real, okay? Let's get real with our emotions here. Feelings and emotions are how illnesses get trapped in your body, right? That's how they get trapped. The way you feel about it. Oh, God, I think I'm going to get sick. I think I'm going to get sick, right? Guess what? You get sick. Also, when you hold on to fear, anger, resentment, or worry, okay, you're allowing illnesses to hunker down and hold on tight for the long haul, okay? All those emotions play a part, okay? They bring you down. They bring you into a negative, dark space, okay? And where there's dark, there can't be light. So you don't want to hold on to those emotions. You don't want to hold on to them because they're making you ill. Right? I mean, who would? Would you want to hold on to all those emotions that are making you ill? No. I wouldn't. So I wouldn't suspect anybody else would want to hold on to those emotions, right? So when you are going through feeling and you're going through these emotions of resentment and anger and fear and worry, worry's a big one. Okay, you want to try to look for the light. You want to try to look for that happier emotion, the happiness, the joy, the love, the emotions where your vibration just raises, okay, and elevates to a whole new level. Okay, you want to get in that place where you're vibrating at a higher level. And you want to change those thoughts. Because once you start doing that, you're going to start a chain reaction, okay? Not only, it's like the snowball effect. It's going to take over. It's going to snowball. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill. For those of you that have snow in your area or whatever, when you start a little snowball and you roll it down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay? That's what I mean by the snowball effect and chain reaction. You know, If you do this and you start thinking happiness and joy and love and you raise your vibration, you're going to start bringing light into your existence, light into your body, And wellness will start creeping in and invade and take over. And that's what you want. You want the wellness to take over and the illness to leave, okay? But you have to remember it goes with thoughts, number one, and emotions, number two. It takes two of them. You want to get that good feeling going. You want to get that snowball effect going and the good feeling going. I know this is difficult. I didn't say it was easy. We all go through this. I go through this. You go through this with everything in life. It's not just your health. You go through this with everything. So you go through it with your thoughts and then your emotions. And then the third, I'll say third way to activate your healing genes is the A in T, and that is action. You need to take action. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about when you have these thoughts and you have these emotions? What are you going to do about it? You're going to start taking action. You're going to work on number one thought, and you're going to work on the number two, which is emotions, and you're going to take action. And remember, we're all physical beings. We're all physical beings here, and therefore, being physical is a key component in healing. Okay, you need to exercise, you need to change your nutrition, you need to meditate. These are just three great ways to start changing your thoughts, changing your emotions by getting into action. And getting into action by exercising, eating right, and meditating. Okay, if I was going to tell you it's that simple, it's that simple, people. It really is that simple. I didn't say it was easy, but it is simple. You got to get out of your head and get into your body. You got to bring your body into alignment. The mind, the body, and the spirit, all one, into alignment. A nice central channel down your spinal column, all the way down, letting everything come in and flow through, connecting you, and bring your body in alignment. So what are we going to do to activate our healing genes? Let me recap this, okay? If anybody's on Periscope, they can type them in for me if they want to. Number one is thoughts. The acronym is T-E-A. Number one is your thoughts. You're going to change those thoughts. Number two, hi, Alyssa. Number two is your emotions. You're going to change those emotions, your feelings. Yes, three steps for activating your healing genes. And the third step is your action. You cannot activate your healing genes without acting. Thank you, Mary, for putting those up on Periscope. T is your thoughts. Change them. Absolutely. Number two is your E, emotions. Okay, your feelings. Change them. Hi, Alyssa. Change them, okay? Find that pure, happy feeling, that joyful thought. Okay, if it takes you a while to search for it, search for it. You'll find it. Trust me, it may be hiding there, but you can change those emotions and those feelings. And number three is your action. You need to take action, okay? You cannot activate your healing genes without taking action, okay? You have to change those things. So start with nutrition, start with your exercise, start with just the way you think, you pray, you know? Whatever it is, whatever gets you in that space of healing, meditate. Meditation's a good one. I'm not saying exercise an hour, people. I couldn't exercise an hour, okay? I'm talking about 5 minutes. Thank you, Mary, for putting those up. Yeah, for 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking you. Get off the couch. Yes, walking, praying, like Mary's got up on Periscope here. Anything, just get moving, okay? Move off the couch. Move off your office chair, you know. Take a few extra stairs. Do whatever you got to do to get that motion going. And when you get that motion going, it changes your thoughts. They work together, thoughts, emotions, and action. When you start action, you'll change your thoughts and you change your emotions. They work hand in hand. So for everybody over on Blog Talk Radio, I am also on Periscope, and just letting you know that there will be a replay up for this, and there is also, there will be an audio, and possibly you'll be over on YouTube. So those are the three things. Hopefully you guys get those, because I think it's very important, the T, E, and A, thoughts, emotions, and action. So hopefully you understood that today. Now, if you want to learn more about activating your healing genes and turning off those illness genes, I want you to come on over to ElizabethSampson.com. You can sign up for my free discovery call session. We'll see if we can work together, if we're a match, if it's something you're interested in. Or you can follow me over on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it may be. And YouTube, yes, same handle on YouTube, it's Elizabeth Sampson. You can find the link over at ElizabethSampson.com for YouTube on the archive shows. You can sign up for coaching one-on-one with me if that's something that you're really interested in. Dive deep in, get one-on-one coaching sessions if that's something that you're ready to shed that illness and get to the root cause of your physical ailments. Coaching may be just right for you. You can sign up for a session with me today or sign up for a discovery session to see if this is something for you. Just remember, people, that it is up to you to take 100% control of your health, because you hold the keys to your healing, but it just depends upon you which road you want to travel. So, on Blog Talk Radio, this is Elizabeth Sampson. I will be signing off, and we will see you here again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. It will be me again with another little teachable moment for you. Remember to stop by and visit me, and you can rate the show on iTunes if you choose to. So, we'll be signing off on Blog Talk. I'm still on Periscope. It's going to take me a few minutes to get over there to sign off. So we'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great day.